The divine lotus feet of our beloved Mother Sai, the mother of all creations. We, the Erode alumni of Anantapur campus, the Balvikas alumni and Mahila members of the Sri Satya Sai Seva organization of Erode district, present a skit based on the injunctions of Sri Satya Sai's Tri Dharma Bodhini.
Swami, you manifested as Deha Mata, physical mother, and introduced us to this world. For our sustenance, you assumed the form of Go Mata. You held us on your lap as Bhumata while we were treading the earth's surface. As Veda Mata, you blessed us with the codes of conduct to be followed. As Desa Mata, you instilled in us love for our motherland. As Pancha Mata, you have sculpted a path towards you. A famous Tamil saying goes thus, Madarai Pirandida Madhavam Seididal Vendum, meaning, tenacious penance is necessary to be born as women.
The Sanskrit word Stri refers to woman. It has three syllables, Sa, Ta and Ra. Sa signifies the sattvic qualities like forbearance, compassion, sacrifice and love. Ta signifies the tamo guna, which includes qualities like modesty and patience. Ra signifies the rajasic qualities such as courage and adventurous spirit. In addition to other duties, women have an exclusive sacred duty to restore dharma at home, which is of paramount importance given the current state of society with multitudes of distractions. In connection to this, Swami has highlighted the role of mother in the following virutam.
Sharanam, Sharanam, Sharanam. శక్తి గర్భమౌటను కదా. రాముడు దేవుడై రమణగాంచే సీతా మహాసాధ్వి చెలగి పెంచుట కదా. కవలు కుశలవులు గనులు అగుట జిజియాలలామ చెలగి పెంచుట కదా. వీర శివాజీ పేరు కాంచే పుతలీబాయి రంజిల్లి పెంచుట కదా. గాంధీ మహాత్ముడై గణతగాంచే ఈశ్వరాంబసాధ్వి ఈశ్వరాంబసాధ్వి సాధ్వి సాధ్వి ఈశ్వరాంబా ఈశ్వరాంబా సాధ్వి ఎత్తి పెంచుట కదా. సత్యనారాయణునకు విశ్వఖ్యాతి కలికే అహరహంబును బ్రోచెడి అమ్మ కంటే అహరహమును అహరహంబును బ్రోచెడి అమ్మ కంటే ఆదరంబకు వ్యక్తులు ఈయవని గలదే. అహరహంబును బ్రోచెడి అమ్మ ఆదరంబకు వ్యక్తులు ఈయవని గలదే. అమ్మ ప్రథమాక్షరంబు ఆద్యక్షరంబు ప్రాణి కోటికి అమ్మయే ప్రాణ సమము ప్రాణ సమము సమము ప్రాణ సమము.
ద వెరీ నేమ్ శ్రీ సత్యసాయి స్త్రీ ధర్మ బోధిని describes the sacred roles and responsibilities of women as told by our beloved Bhagwan. The three qualities in the term stri are to be found both in men and women. So, this message is for all, as Bhagwan is the only Purusha and all others are stris. Realizing the God within is the end objective of every human.
Devotion is one of the key conduits in this journey of human transformation. Reference to Bhakta Meera, an epitome of singing Lord's glory, is inevitable when we deliberate on devotion. Once, people with malicious intentions devised a plan to kill her by offering poisoned milk. Meera offered the milk to Krishna and consumed it as Krishna Prasadam. Needless to say, the merciful Lord saved her, reinstating the belief that anything that is offered to the Lord with devotion turns into pavitram.
Thank you.
Now, we would see a skit which commences with the discussion between two women, a mother and her friend.
House.
How are you, Kamala? I'm very happy to see you today.
I'm fine. How was your pilgrimage?
It was very good and holy. Take this prasadam.
Thank you, Renu.
Ma, I'm going out today and will be back only by evening.
Pavitra, wait. Where are you going?
It's my friend Rita's birthday party, Ma.
Where is it? With whom are you going?
Amma, I am going with Tina and it is in a restaurant next to her flat.
Which dress have you planned to wear?
Mom, this is too much.
See how she is. Okay, which were all the holy places you visited?
Shirdi, Pandharipur and Puttaparthi. By the way, where is your son?
Hello, Auntie. How are you?
I am fine, Dilip. How are you?
I am fine, Auntie. Ma, I'm going out and will be late.
Okay.
Huh, Renu, who all accompanied you there?
Just a minute, Kamala. Let us discuss about the pilgrimage later. Tell me now, why you took that much care for your daughter and not at all bothered about your son?
Hey, he's a boy. What is there to take care of him?
Understand, even boys have to be taken care of.
Strange. What do you mean?
See, mother is the first guru to her children. When you teach your daughter how she conducts herself in the society, it is equally important to teach your son too. In this modern age, it is essential to make them understand why it is important to respect women. They should also respect mother and motherland.
What is the significance of respecting womanhood?
Our own Bharatiya culture is based on the Sanatana Dharma. It is said, Janani Janma Bhumischa Swargadapi Gariyasi, which means mother and motherland are greater than heaven. So, one should adore womanhood. Women are the builders of a pious and prosperous society.
Okay, interesting. Can you give an example for this?
Sure. Putri Bai, the mother of Mahatma Gandhi, spent her life in the contemplation of God. She used to observe a vow wherein she would not partake food unless she heard the singing of cuckoo bird. One day, it so happened that the song of cuckoo was not heard. Gandhi, who was a small boy then, could not bear to see his mother fasting for a long time. He went behind the house and mimicked the singing of the cuckoo. Putri Bai felt very sad as she knew that her son was uttering a lie. Realizing that he had caused immense grief to his mother by uttering a lie, Gandhi took a vow that he would never indulge in falsehood thenceforth. Gandhiji's mother was a strict disciplinarian and pure-hearted. As the saying goes, Yatha Raja Tatha Praja. As the king, so the subjects.
Oh, behind Gandhiji's name and fame, his mother Putli Bai is there?
Yes, certainly. Her lofty traits have raised Gandhiji to the highest level that we praise him Mahatma even today.
That's why always there will be a woman behind a successful man.
Yes, you are right. A woman plays various roles such as a daughter, sister, wife, daughter-in-law, and finally a mother. Each and every role of hers becomes very significant when she follows her dharma in every stage. In this context, I get reminded of Vasuki, the wife of Deva Pulavar Thiruvalluvar.
Over all these years, you have never asked anything for yourself. You were only focused on the welfare of our family. Do you wish to ask me anything at least now?
Swami, we have lived a fulfilled life, so there is no necessity for me to ask you anything specifically. But I am very curious to know the purpose of keeping a needle and a glass of water when you partake your food.
This is indeed a pertinent question.
I appreciate your implicit obedience to my words, your intense dedication towards your dharma did not give an opportunity for using those tools. But now, I will tell you the reason behind it. The needle is kept to pick the rice that falls accidentally while serving, and the glass of water is to cleanse the rice that fall off. But all these years, this has never happened. You were very focused on doing your duty, and you have become a role model for the future generation.
I feel really blessed for serving you all these years, Swami. Vasuki Amma's implicit obedience towards her beloved husband Thiruvalluvar is a great lesson to all of us. Such a profound truth is expressed in simple terms. Listening to such lofty ideals of these women, we are inspired to lead such lives.
Women can control the whole world by themselves by virtue of their inherent qualities of love and spirit of sacrifice.
Is it possible for us to follow these ideals even in this Kali Yuga?
Oh yes, many such exemplary women are there who are blessed ones. Among them, supremely blessed one is Mother Ishwaramma, chosen as the mother by the Kali Yuga avatar Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. She is an epitome of all the virtues set in scriptures rolled into one. Mother Ishwaramma was a simple and an ideal woman in the Bharatiya culture. She showed traditional respect towards her husband. Bhagwan Baba once declared, "I myself have selected the parents of this body," and Mother Ishwaramma got this divine opportunity since she has never uttered even a single lie in her past 7 births. Ishwaramma was generally reluctant to reveal or disclose her divine experiences with Swami. But still, she realized the divinity of Bhagwan Baba when he was a child. It is indeed true that Mother Ishwaramma had pure love and affection for fellow human beings.
Amma, Amma, welcome to all. We all have a concern and have come to you with a belief that you will give the solution.
Come on, tell me, what is your grievance?
Amma, our children have to walk miles to reach Bukapatnam just for their elementary education. We are very much scared to send them to that much distance, and some children's health do not permit them to walk that much. Their elementary education itself becomes a question mark. So please convey our prayers to Swami to bless us with an elementary school in our village.
Amma, we have another prayer. Our village is facing acute shortage of water, because of which we all are suffering. We need to go miles to fetch a pot of pure drinking water. We will be grateful if a well is dug for the welfare of this village.
Yes, even I am concerned about the problems faced by the villages.
Amma, we have yet another concern.
Come on, tell me without any hesitation.
Amma, the sick people of this village have to travel till Bukkapatnam even for primary health care. So, it will be of great help if we have a clinic within our village.
Certainly, I will pray to Swami for the solutions we need.
Namaskaram, Amma.
Grihamammai, I think you have something to ask me. Is it not? Tell me.
Swami, I know you are Antaryami. You are God. You can give anyone anything and everything at any time. What I am going to ask you is not for me, but for the welfare of these people. Swami, I have 3 wishes. An elementary school, a well for pure drinking water, and a primary health care center for this village.
Yes, I know your pure heart, no selfishness. Therefore, your noble wishes will be fulfilled.
What happened then? Whether Swami granted all her boons?
Yes, Swami fulfilled his mother's wish, but in a very great level which we can't even imagine. A great university, a super speciality hospital, and a mammoth water project. All free of cost for the mankind, irrespective of any caste, creed, race, religion, country, etc.
What do you mean, Renu?
Yes, please see there.
Primary school, college, higher secondary school, pillars in the room, I went to the name of Tutor. On the other, the other, పిల్లలందరూ కూడా సుక్షేమంగా జీవించాలి. మీరు ఎక్కడున్నా కూడా నేను వెళ్తా చంటా ఇంటా ఉంటాను. రేపటి నుంచి కూడాను మీరు ఏ పని చేసినా కానీ ఈ స్వామి పని దానికి చేయండి. ఎవరికి తల్లిదండ్రులను అర్థం చేసుకోవటం లేదు. అది నాకు ఒక్కరికి మాత్రమే తెలుసు. మీరందరూ కూడా క్షేమంగా సుక్షేమంగా దేవుడిని ప్రవర్తమై పెరగండి బంగారు. మీ ఫ్యూచర్ మీ ప్రజెంట్ నేను చూసుకుంటాను. నాకు వేరే స్థానం ఎక్కడా లేదు. మీ హృదయాలే నా యొక్క స్థానం. నా మనసంతా కూడాను నిరంతరము పిల్లలపై ఉన్నది. మీరు లేకపోతే నేను లేదు.
Swami openly declares, without you, Swami is non-existent.
Kalka, Deinte Neeru. Deinte Neeru. I and you are one.
What a great service he rendered to the humanity. I feel my life is redeemed to know that these great projects of Bhagavan Baba came out to the humanity by the prayer of the Divine Mother, Ishwaramma. She is a real role model for the ladies of the present Kali Yuga and the Yugas to come. But how do you know about all this?
I am very happy and proud to say that I am a Mahila member of Sri Satya Sai Seva Organization. For all of us, Mother Ishwaramma is a guiding force.
Oh ho! Is there any specific requirement to be a part of this organization?
No. No specific requirement. It is for the entire humanity. The organization has a unique forum for women where the essence of Sri Satya Sai Sri Dharma Bodhini is inculcated.
What is the motto of this forum?
Its main motto is to make women aware of the ancient tradition and culture followed for the welfare of humanity, to safeguard ourselves from the evils that exist in the society. We need to hold on to modesty, chastity and perseverance to a fuller extent. It is for this that our Bhagwan says that all the women should follow three things. They are Kattu, Bottu and Juttu of women.
What is Kattu, Bottu and Juttu? Can you explain?
Yes, Kattu means a modest and decent dress, while Bottu refers to the bindi that women put on their forehead. It helps us to save ourselves from evil things, and Juttu refers to the hairstyle. Women need to plait their hair so that all the positivity in her is well safeguarded.
I now realize the value of our ancient culture and tradition. It is true that all our cultural practices have scientific significance.
Yes, of course.
If so, may I join with you?
Sure, with pleasure. Come on, let us go to his abode to sing his glory.
Ishwar.
సర్వం శైలాయో ఈశ్వరమ్మావం శైలాయో ఈశ్వరమ్మా కలియై తీర్కవంద సత్య సాయై పెరవే ఇన్నతవం శైలాయో ఈశ్వరమ్మా కలియై తీర్కవంద సత్య సాయై పెరవే ఇన్నతవం శైలాయో ఈశ్వరమ్మా ఈశ్వరమ్మా
said that God cannot be there always with everyone. So, he sent his angels in disguise as mothers. The mother's lap is the first school for every person. Only dedicated mothers can offer virtuous children to the nation.
From ancient times, Indian scriptures have glorified the examples of great women like Maitreyi, Sita and Savitri, whose lives remain as a source of inspiration for posterity. Women of today should make them as their role models and strive to be righteous always.
Being born as women is a great fortune and it is one's primary responsibility to foster dharma in all phases of life. Matramurti, Srimati Ishwaramma, serves as a shining example of the essence of Sri Satya Sai Stri Dharma Bodhini. Hail to Sri Satya Sai Stri Dharma Bodhini.
Hey. Vinayaka. Vigneshwara Vinayaka. Vishwadhara Namostute. Vishwadhara Namostute.
Thank you.
అక్బర్ అల్లాహు అక్బర్ అల్లాహు పితా ప్రభు అల్లాహ్ అక్బర్ శ్రీ సాయి పతి సాయి
తుమహో పితా ప్రభు అల్లాహ్ అక్బర్ శ్రీ సాయి పతి సాయి తుమహో
నానక్ బీ తుమహో గురు నానక్ బీ తుమహో
నానక్ బీ తుమహో
గో రాజ మహావీర తుమహో
చరణం పవసాగర ఉదా राम राम जय सीतारा राम राम जय राजा राम राम जय सीतारा
जगदीश हरे स्वामी सत्यताई हरे
भक्तजनासंरचक पति महेश्वरा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे शशिवतनाश्रिये करा सर्वा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पलदीका आवद्बान्धवा ॐ जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरुदेव मरियन्दयुनीवे स्वामी मरियन्दयुनीवे नाथ ब्रह्म जगन्नाथा नागेन्द्र शयना ॐ जय जगदीश हरे ओंकार रूपा ओजस्वी ॐ साई महादेवा सत्य साई महादेवा मंगलारती अंदुको मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण ओम ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण ओम सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु
साई बाबा जी की
जय।